The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Stay the night at Lizzie's, axes not included. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
So I posted on Instagram some photos of Lizzie Borden's house.
Yes.
And then I kind of got excited myself about it. So I started doing research again after doing kind of research pre-podcast. Mm-hmm. And it got me excited. I think like people, I don't know, sometimes, you know, if you look at the Instagram, I kind of gauge people's interest. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I think we want to talk about things that interest us. We want to talk about things that I think that interest other people. So I got kind of sad. I was like, you know what? I just posted these pictures on Instagram. But mm-hmm. I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to do an episode about it anyway.
So wait, did you know about Lizzie Borden before you did research?
I mean, yeah, I was familiar. Okay. You know, I was familiar with like the song. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Kind of in a general kind of history kind of way, or like a folklore kind of way.
Totally.
And then I listened to a couple of other podcasts about Lizzie Borden, kind of, you know, kind of in some documentaries. And then there's a new movie with Chloe 70 coming out called Lizzie.
Mm.
And I think might be based on the idea that this, I'm not 100% sure, that she was in like a lesbian love triangle.
Whoa.
And that was part of it. And I think there was one of the authors of one of the book kind of speculates that might have been kind of why things went down.
Okay.
So all of those things kind of got me, you know, kind of re-excited again. And this episode isn't really about like, oh, what happened with, you know, Lizzie Borden and killing her family. It's more about her home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you looked on the Instagram, you saw the
it's a statement home.
It's a statement home. Mm-hmm. And they have, it's a bed and breakfast now, and they give tours. So I read a couple of articles of, you know what I mean, of people's accounts. And that got me really interested. Because then I put myself in the thing of kind of like, would I stay there? And if I did,
I would.
How would I feel? I would, but I could sit there and be like, you know what? But because I'm a skeptic, you know.
Yeah.
But I also can get very you know what I mean. There's like kind of that. What's what I'm thinking? A mania could form. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because of the pressure you kind of put on of going to something like this, and you're like, but
yeah.
But what if? I'm going to sidetrack for a second because I'm going to bring something else up, and this it made me find this. Janis Joplin, familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she died. I'm going to let you know.
Huh?
Yeah.
But I saw her.
I just saw her, what?
In a time machine.
I just saw her with Big Brother and the Holding Company in like 66. I don't understand. Yeah. I literally just saw her.
Huh?
And you know, my dad had like the Janis Joplin Pearl album. You know, I was always like, you know, she's great. great voice, you know what I mean? Great singer, interesting person. So she died in a hotel on Franklin. You can stay in that room.
Oh, wait, I knew this.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably, you know what I mean? I figured anything I'm talking about, you probably heard of. So what I want to do is, not actually have to like stay overnight, but I at least want to, you know, hopefully if people contribute to the patreon.com/ghosttownpod, that'd be something where we can do an episode in the room, document it, but do the episode in the room. And
I mean, I stayed in the room that Graham Parsons died in.
Is that in
Joshua Tree?
Joshua Tree. Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. It didn't live up. Like,
right.
Because, I mean, also people like left their promotional CDs in there too, where it's like, great, like, it was spooky.
Yeah.
Your shitty, like, no-ho demo.
We don't, It kind of takes the edge away.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the accounts of the Lizzie Borden house are the opposite of that. It's going to be it's a bit chilling. Okay.
God, I want to stay there so fucking badly.
I was literally there kind of like chilled reading an internet article during the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a scaredy cat.
It wasn't breezy.
It wasn't breezy at all, no. So that made me think like, oh, we should do an episode not far from us. You know what I mean? We can go there and I guess there's like maybe like a little plaque on the wall. And it's just like a regular like motel hotel. It's not like anything fancy. And because I think, you know.
Should we podcast on Halloween from that room? I'm sure it's
I'm going to be in Europe. Yeah.
He'll be in Europe.
I'll be wintering in Europe.
Oh, I'll be in my.
Well, I'll be going to some abandoned.
You'll keep our viewers.
I'll be. You know what I mean. I'll be kind of keeping everyone filled with information. Mm-hmm. You take care of stateside, and I got Europe.
You got it. I'll take care of the valley.
Yeah, you got the valley. That's big.
Monterey Park.
Mm-hmm. Highland Park.
Whittier.
Yeah. Alhambra.
Montebello. I got it. Got lockdown. Yeah.
We have a YouTube channel, which we put some episodes on. And then we also, we're doing some video.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's like youtube.com. /c/ Ghost Town Podcast. You could find it. Just do a search for Ghost Town Podcast. Mm-hmm. So we're doing more video if you want to check that out. And we're really just, you know, kind of just trying to bring more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we obviously have Instagram, which I'll be putting, the pictures I'll be referencing will be on Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Facebook and Twitter.
I'll be there. It could be a real multimedia experience for you.
It's multimedia. It's cross media.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's in stereo, man.
New age.
Yeah. Modern tech.
Modern millennium falcon.
Total millennial falcon. You know what I mean? To kind of re-familiarize people with kind of the Lizzie Borden situation, I guess I'll call it. The house in general is on 92 Second Street in the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, which is about 20 miles north of Newport, Rhode Island, to give you a kind of a frame. The house number was 92 originally, but pretty much right after the murders. I think the trial, it was changed to number 230 in 1896. So, now it's
230. No, let's just make up a number. I like how you just like make up.
Yeah.
Like, 92.
Was there a house that was already 230 up the road? And they're like, well, so what do we do?
Yeah.
You don't exist.
Just like the mail person is just like, I'm going from 91 to 230 to 93.
Yeah, come on. I mean, this is the 1890s, baby. With the program.
I know.
Right now it's a bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the real Lizzie Borden story, she allegedly she was acquitted of killing her father and stepmother. I think it was father and stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
And she was acquitted, you know, and she was killed him with an axe. I don't, you know, they say it was like, you know, the nursery rhyme is like, you gave her 40 whacks and her mother came to give her 41. I think I've kind of in my travels that number is not correct or something like that.
Yeah, I think they were still, I mean, did she kill a sibling or anything like that? I forget. Or just her parents?
I think it's just her parents.
Okay. I don't remember. It's one of those things I used to read as you might suggest, like a bunch of books that had like little like Lizzie Borden chapters.
Yeah, so, like, it's not like a ton of information. But on August 4th, 1892, Andrew and Abby Borden were murdered in their home. And Andrew's daughter, Lizzie, was tried and acquitted of the gruesome murders, it remains unsolved. You know what I mean?
It's solved, but unsolved.
Sure. Your family member, and there's a lot of, and I think this movie with Chloe Sevigny is kind of maybe also.
Did she play Lizzie Borden?
She's playing, Lizzie Borden. It's pretty like.
She's too old to play. I mean, Lizzie Borden also was very young when this happened, right? She's like 14 or something.
But I think it's modern. It's set in modern times. Did I tell you that?
No.
It's set in Seattle. It's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah. There wasn't enough evidence to convict Lizzie. Many believe that she committed the crimes because she stood to benefit financially.
Yeah.
Because her father was a pretty successful businessman. And she resented her stepmother, but also that possibly her father molested her or something. There's a little...
it's a possibility.
Yeah, so there was a little bit of that. There's a... the John V. Morse room is known as the murder room. And that's the most popular room to stay in. Mm. And that's where the stepmother was murdered.
Okay.
So that is like the room.
Angie's List is now Angie. And we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
To stay in, and I'm going to talk about the accounts that somebody had in there.
Oh, my God. But I do think she did. It was like a gruesome. Like, I do remember a lot of, like, numbers of acts.
Yeah.
Like. Marks.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like the 40.
And there was like in the there was an axe in the basement, but like I you know what I mean? Like this isn't the podcast to get good factual information on the murders.
No. This is not a place where if you're a detective and you're trying to solve something for
and
yourself.
And you're basing it on this?
You're like gotta get to ghost town.
Yeah, no, they don't do that. but the house now is operated officially as a bed and breakfast since 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Under the ownership of Martha McGinn. She inherited the house.
Maybe they had to jack up those prices though too, you know.
The grandparents purchased the house.
It's her Groupon.
It's like pair that with like a wine tasting and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So her grandparents purchased the house in 1948. I did not find information what happened between like 1900, 1948. So I don't know where it lied in there. The most requested room, is the one where, Abby Borden, her stepmother was murdered. And the Fall River Historical Society promotes the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast as a tourist attraction. So it's like, they, you know what I mean? Like,
let's take this back.
Yeah.
Let's take this narrative back.
Come one, come all.
You know, come on in. Like there's Parcheesi. Downstairs.
Come on in. So Lindsay Matthews, she stayed there. This is on countrylife.com. She's giving you some sources.
Oh, nice.
She stayed there. And I guess they have the guy described, they have a guy that goes also through and they describe the details. And they pass on a binder of laminated photos that.
Fuck yes.
That
I people, love a fucking binder.
Yeah. So that people, photos people took that stayed there.
Yeah.
And there is one photo.
Holy shit.
It's. Check the Instagram. I'm not even going to tell you what it is.
I am dying right now.
It honestly. It's you're not gonna, but it is a. It's so. It's not like one of these things where it's like, oh, this is some Photoshop thing of some whatever. No, it looks like I was like, what happened here? And it's just
I want to check it right fucking now.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. I want them to go to the.
No,
I want them
but
to
I
do the
react
work.
To it.
Do the work. Do the work.
React.
Yeah, just look up while you're looking it up. I'll keep the information.
Wait, where should I look it up?
Lizzie. I just start with Lizzie Bordenhouse. There's a couple like really good articles in there. One of the photos you're looking was taken by a woman staying in the murder room in the middle of the night. She spotted something on her partner's side of the bed, so she jumped up and snapped the photo.
Oh my God!
Yeah, There is also a so in the thing, you know, we talked about the Graham Parsons room where they're like people are putting their band stuff. In these rooms, in framed photos are murder photos in the room.
Jesus.
Yeah, they're like, oh, do you need to be reminded of what happened here? Well, here's a framed photo of what happened in the room.
That's like the Museum of Death meets.
Yeah. They're really, they're not, you're not getting off easy. It's not meant to like,
not for the faint of heart. You're not like, you're like, oh, we're doing Massachusetts today. We're going to Nantucket later. Yeah. And like, we just want to rest.
No. Look up there, try to find the Country Life article. It might be like within the, don't look on photos. It should be the first couple of articles. There's also where the father was murdered. Andrew Borden was on a couch, so he was taking a nap. And in the house, none of the furniture is the actual furniture.
Yeah.
But they did their best to kind of recreate that. And I mean, it looks,
yeah,
to what I see, very authentic.
Country living?
Country life. Yeah, I think it might be. Is that, yeah, it was a, is it Country Living or Country Life?
Country Life. Living.
Country, okay, countryliving.com.
Good journalists.
I think it's,
oh my God,
I think it, is it that one? Keep going. I want to see if you,
that's,
that one. That one just, for some reason, just like, what is that?
Also like this.
Yeah, what is,
I'm looking at this photo and it's going to be on Instagram, but
yeah,
like,
be not, it, check it out on Instagram.
There's so many things that I just don't understand.
Because it's not one of these things where it's like, oh, that's definitely like, it's one of those things where it's like, what?
What's happening?
What's happening? You can't like.
I'm confounded.
Yeah. I'd love to know what. Yeah. Yeah. That really.
Like.
It got me. Yeah. That one got me.
Yeah. I'll do it.
So in these rooms are photos of the murders. You know what I mean? And it's pretty terrible. There's the one with the dad that's like slumped over on the couch. It's like, have a seat.
Yeah. Come on in.
Yeah.
We have a shuttle, a free shuttle.
Also, there's an account where they have like, you know, a room with like some books and a Ouija board just sitting there. But the guy's like, don't use the Ouija board. It's like, well, no
why?
Shit.
Yeah.
But why is it there?
Yeah,
why are you tempting us?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, don't use that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hate that shit where it's like, get rid of it then.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in a haunted house.
Yeah.
You're in a haunted house. Don't. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, don't open the coffin.
Yeah. But it's I have to. Yeah, yeah.
It's in the middle of the room.
So there was one at the a fire alarm went off for no reason at 3:08 a.m. And if you ever see any horror movies, anything between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. is like the
like
standard.
The witching hour.
It's exactly. It's the witching hour. And they had no idea why it happened. And it's the witching hour, the devil's hour. Because that's when, you know, paranormal forces are like.
We should also do something. We should record something at that.
I know.
To sleep, and I like to sleep too.
Yeah, but so yeah. Finally, they came up at 6 a.m. and they got dressed and they, you know, got out of there. But one employee that was like kind of, you know, it was a bed and breakfast serving them food.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm quoting. What time did you say the fire alarm went off? He asked. When we told him it was just after 3 a.m., he paused and started to look a little stressed out. Well, this is an old house, so the wiring is imperfect. He started. But I would be lying to you if I said the same thing doesn't happen once every couple of months, always around the same time of night.
Yee.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine working at the fucking Lizzie Borden house?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
You go back to your studio apartment afterwards.
You're like, did somebody follow me back?
You just fold your hands and you're like, well, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some cocoa.
Yeah. And it's like, I wonder. Like, I don't. If you want to go, you're going to want to stay in the. I don't know how many other rooms you could stay in.
Yeah,
you want to stay in the murder room.
No, you don't want to stay in the kitchen.
But yeah, there's just photos of like photos. Okay, so I remember like my mother told me this once that having a photo of somebody at a thing means that they died. Like you, it's bad luck to have a photo of somebody at like a thing like next to, I don't know what it was, but like like a photo of me. I had a photo of me, like a graduation thing, and it was put somewhere. And she's like, no, you can't have a photo of it. Because it's, you know, usually if you go to like a funeral or it's a wake, there's a photo of that person there.
Yeah.
So she's like, you can't do that. So when I see photos.
Oh, so it's like a little too like on the nose energy, like almost yes. like a come hither, where it's like.
It's like inviting. Like
for example, okay, so you and your graduation photo.
Yeah.
Right? It's like having, it's like a little too like. Like stay here in this yes, place yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. So interesting. I've never heard that before.
No. And my mother's not super like, really, you know, she's like pretty much, you know what I mean? It's like very like middle class about like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just says like, I know you can't,
it just like,
you know what it was? I'll tell you what it was. It was a, a birthday for me. And there was the birthday cake or whatever. And, like sell, you know, the birthday cake and like whatever place. And then for some reason, like I put that photo, but I don't know if it was being funny. She's like, you can't do that. You can't have a photo of you at the thing. And then you be, I don't know what it was.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was
so interesting.
But when I saw those photos in the a photo within a photo is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. It's too like reflexive. Yeah. It's like,
maybe that, you know, and I'm looking at, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was, I took a photo of myself in a photo for a thing. Yeah, I'm trying to. This is
it's
a long
like
time
every
ago.
Every old headshot. Day
I'm not even. I'm almost 21. This is like a long time ago.
I get Come on. Yeah, it was like 6 months easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that when I see photos within photos, I always find that extra creepy, and that's what that's what this house has.
That makes sense. And you think about every museum, every historical site. It's just like photos upon photos. It's almost like calling.
Yeah.
I would love to ask someone about that. Like some kind of like.
Well, if anyone has any information out there, you can email us at ghosttownpod@gmail.com or you can message us on Instagram. Or
yeah. Any Facebook. Stories about photos that you know that are
and
creepy?
If you got Lizzie Borden info.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. If you got like a hot take on
it. You know what to send it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot take. Like a who done it.
Yeah.
I think maybe you know someone else.
Yeah.
Is it the Russians?
Yeah. Come
you know,
on.
Like, fucking let us know.
Yeah. But I really want to go to the. Just because it's close to and you know feasible, I want to go to the. I want to do a Janis Joplin episode.
Fuck yes! Oh my god! Let's go to the room. Let's do it from a room.
Yeah,
because we could also go to a bunch of places in the Sunset Strip that she used to fucking get high at.
Yeah,
That'd be really fun.
Yeah, so that's something we want to do. But you know, if you help us out with the Patreon, even if you just share or donate a dollar to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, we put episodes up a couple days early. Bonus footage,
some
pictures,
fun text for me late night.
Mm-hmm, yeah, a lot of fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
try it.
Define fun.
I can't.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, You can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.